this, my darling daughter.
An old proverb goes, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. It may be true that good cooking can win a man's love, but the pastry chef, Iveta Fabesheva, believes that when it comes to women, it is the cooking itself that can bring them closer together. The author of a number of popular cookbooks, Iveta decided to test out this hypothesis in a new multimedia and multi-flavored project called Mothers and Daughters, or Matkiatsari in Czech. The project was created to share culinary experiences between generations, featuring mother-daughter pairs that like cooking together. Iveta invited moms and their daughters to join her in the kitchen to cook, talk, and enjoy their scrumptious creations. I had a chance to speak with Iveta and ask what the project, which began earlier this spring, has accomplished so far.
Now we are in a phase that we shoot 8 videos with 8 different mothers and daughters. And now we open the website for public, and all the ladies, they can share their own experiences and they can write their own stories, and they also share their recipes.
And was this your idea?
Yes, it was my idea, because the company Lucina, they contact me and they wanted to, like, that I will do a normal commercial for them. And I'm not doing this. And I said, okay, but let's do it differently and let's create some project that I think is important for ladies. So that's how the project starts.
Why did you choose just the mothers and daughters? Why aren't men involved in this project?
Because I am daughter, and I have a little bit complicated relationship with my own mother. And I can see on myself how important is it to have a good relationship with your mother. It creates you as a woman, and that's why I said that it's important when you get good experience from your mom, and then you can bring it to your own family.
And I guess the generation of our mothers and our generation, there's a huge difference in the Czech Republic, especially in terms of gastronomy. The world has opened up incredibly in the past 20 years. Through this project and through your own experience, how do you see this change? Has it brought mothers and daughters together, or has it kind of built a gap between them?
I think it brings them together, and I think it's good because the mothers, they keep the tradition. They do everything in a traditional way. And we as the daughters, we bring the, as you said, the new style of cooking and everything. And we bring new products, and we have magazines, what my mom did not have. And I think it's perfect because they can meet in the middle and share it.
What do you think now from this project, the daughters, how are they approaching food? Is it drastically different from the mothers?
Yes and no. In one way, yes, because they want to try something new. They want to do experiments in a kitchen. But on the other way, they still, because they were growing up in the family, so they are keeping the tradition.
I know that you started advertising for this project way back in February, and you've ended up with 8 pairs. Did you have to select these 8 pairs, and how did you select them?
Yes, we select them. We just wrote on the website, write us a story. So how we choose them was that I read the stories, and when the story was touching, I said, yes, I want to meet this couple and I want to have them in the project. That was the only way how we select them.
And I saw the first video that's already online, and there the mother and the daughter are using your recipes. Will there also be recipes that the participants have come up with?
Yes, I prepare like 30 recipes for the videos, but now it's totally free and it's totally open, and all the ladies, they can write their own recipes, but the only condition is that they should bake it or cook it with their daughters.
Having done this, having met all these 16 women, has anything surprised you?
It was really an adventure for me. And it was, I have to say, I did not expect that the shooting will be so difficult. But it was so touching because all the couples, they were so different. And when you see that there is so many different ways how you can raise your daughter, and it was really surprising for me. And you really see that the relationships are so, so different and that it's not so easy, that the relationships are really difficult.
When you were creating the recipes, you said you created 30 of them. What kind of recipes were they?
We make 8 different episodes, and it was like, I don't know, for spring, for trip on a bicycle, it was for Easter, it was for, I don't know, birthday. So that was I had the task, so I was thinking, okay, when I go for, I don't know, wedding party of my girlfriend, what I will bring. I said, okay, I will bring probably cupcakes. So then I knew that I want to create some cupcakes. When I go for bicycle trip, what you need some sandwich and you need some small, I don't know, sweets or snack. So like this.
So far, the Matke Azzari website features recipes and 2 videos where participants, together with Iveta, make pita bread with curry chicken and mango or a delicious-looking lemon cake for a picnic. Starting this month, new videos, recipes, and stories of the mother and daughter cooking teams will be posted every 2 weeks. To get a sense of what it was like for the participants, I had a chance to speak to one mother-daughter duo, Dana and Clara. Both big fans of baking, though the independent 16-year-old Clara often prefers cooking without her mother and has her own way of doing things. Here's what her mom Dana had to say.
It depends on who is home first. Clara cooks if she's home before me, and if there's something going on over the weekend, we cook and bake together. And we definitely always bake together before Christmas, with my mother as well.
Dana, who works in a travel agency and now also helps Iveta Fabešová in her baking studio, says her cooking doesn't differ all that much from what her own mother, Clara's grandmother, cooked at home when she was a kid.
It's not that different, because I grew up on her cooking, and Clara grew up with my cooking and her grandmother's, because she spent a lot of time with her as a child. So we both grew up with this type of cuisine, so what we eat is not that different from what I had as a child. We probably have more fresh vegetables and salads in our diet, which were not so common before. But the basics are the same.
Salátu, který nebyly dřív úplně až tak běžný, ale jinak ten základ je stejný.
Both Dana and Clara had a good time taking part in the Mothers and Daughters project, having learned some new things, meeting new people, and taking part in a video shoot. I asked them what their favorite part of the project was.
What I liked most was working together in the kitchen, because when you cook together with a few people, it is much more fun. What I liked most was that we could eat it all at the end. And I was also glad that I learned how to do new things in the kitchen.
For Dana, participating in the project also brought some long-term changes. Having hit it off with Iveta, she began helping her out in her baking studio, something she's quite passionate about.
I also liked it because it wasn't just a one-off project. Now it looks like something new will come out of it, and the project will keep going, and I really enjoy that.
Although many other mothers today might not have that much time to cook, and often have trouble convincing their daughters to join them in the kitchen, the Mothers and Daughters Project could serve as an inspiration, or at least a source of interesting recipes. I asked Iveta Fabešová at the end if she had any advice for the women cooking and living together.
Yes, respect and fun.